Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Bellingham podcast. We hope this message will be informative, inspirational, and helpful. Donations to support this work are greatly appreciated. Visit www.cslbellingham.org and click on the donate button. Remember to share our podcast. Thank you.
Good morning to everyone. Welcome to another beautiful day in paradise. I'm Kailash Leviel, your practitioner of the day, and anybody that you see wearing one of these, like Wanda or Joanne, or just go ahead and come up to us afterwards if you'd like a prayer. That's what we love to do. And here's other ways to get prayer requests, and we thank you for that opportunity. So right now, I want to bring us together in prayer in this moment, knowing that it is all one, it is all divine, it is all light, and it is all love, and that we are gathered here in joy and in peace, knowing the beauty in the world surrounds us in every moment. We take this moment to settle in and prepare for the wonderful gifts that come to us this morning and this day and beyond. We thank you, sweet spirit, and so it is.
Thank you so much, Tabor and the band. That truly was a prayer, wasn't it? Just truly brought us into a deeper place. And I know Let Love Be Our Legacy is a very deep theme of this community. It's really, if I had to pick one theme for the Center for Spiritual Living in Bellingham, that would be it. So let's just take a breath. Be together. So we've been through a big transition year, haven't we? And when you're in a transition, you can find yourself coming back in new ways to the same activities. So today we're going to talk about transitions. Our theme for this month is New Beginnings, and the title of this talk is You Finish with a New Beginning. So we're on the threshold of something. Since Dr. Andrea's retirement in December and Dr. Bob's interim ministry that started in January through the end of July, we've been in a letting go phase. And that includes letting go of the way things used to be and maybe letting go of any grief we might have about the changes in our spiritual community and the changes that we're going to go through. And, you know, the thing about grief is it can kind of sneak up on you. It's not a logical, linear thing as much as we wish it was. Grief has its way with us sometimes. So we're now about to start the beginning of our new beginning, as we see three candidates who have put their names forward to be considered as our next senior minister. And we're going to start seeing the first one next week. That shoe dropped for me about Wednesday. Oh my God, it's starting. You should see that transition committee. It is a lot of, you know, the calm on the water and the feet swimming frantically under the surface. A lot of logistics are getting worked out this week. But to prepare for this talk, I pulled a book out of my personal library called Transitions by William Bridges. This is a classic book in the literature. He spent a career studying big changes, changes in people's lives. And he did this for decades, and he wrote books on it and taught classes on it, and is considered really one of the pioneers to give us language for what we're going through. And it's really good to understand that transitions doesn't mean bad. Transitions can be good. Transitions can be neutral. They can be the birth of your first child. That's a huge transition. It can be a new job that you really wanted, that new job. That can be a new place to live, a new home to live in. So it's not that change is bad, but change is change. And there are big shifts that occur, generally for most people. And the model that Bridges developed was that every beginning actually starts with an ending, because something old has to be released, right? And then the period that's next is sometimes overlooked. And that can be a period of confusion or distress and a way to check out new things, do kind of a tasting of new approaches that you haven't tried before, because it's that exploring stage in between. And then eventually the new beginning will start, although it sometimes doesn't take the correct amount of time that we think it should take. So some of his major conclusions about change are: many people tend to minimize the importance of endings, and they have lots of reactions to endings. And so here are a few what he found. Sometimes people are not wanting to acknowledge that the ending was painful, because then they feared they would be saying that the ending was a mistake, that there was something wrong with letting go with whatever it was that used to be. And for those who don't want the change to happen, or it came as a big surprise to them, sometimes then those folks can really be in a state of denial that anything really has changed. So we don't really want to look at it or talk about it. Another reaction is, If you're really into that change, you can be convinced that nothing good is ever going to come again. The best days are in the past. And then others would deny that they don't even have any distress over any of the changes. Everything's fine, everything's going well, but they're not really releasing and opening to the next stage. So another form of denial. So while Bridges found there's all sorts of ways people respond to endings, what everybody seemed to agree on is that the in-between phase is really awful. That the in-between stage is confusing and strange, and everybody just wants to get out of that as quickly as they can. And so we get some rushing to try and force a new beginning happening. So while he said every transition begins with an ending, we also have to let go of the old thing before we can pick up the new thing. And this is an inward process as well as an outward process. So our mind and our patterns and our way of living can follow patterns and cycles same activities and same approaches. And if we don't really look at how is all of that serving me now, you can find yourself waking up one day in a new town or in a relationship with a new person or a big change that you just kind of forced to happen. But you haven't yet really let go of the old life. And so you're repeating the patterns of the old life, but you've just put it in a different package, or you put it on top of another person. So you're trying to keep that past going. So why is letting go so difficult? Well, first of all, we're not particularly well trained to do it, right? But there is also something going on internally that we may want to hang on to what used to be or who we used to be in that old past, that somehow that was better for us, and that the new thing is somehow going to be wrong. So that's perhaps one thing this goes on for people. Another thing is we tend to identify ourselves with the circumstances of our lives. So we kind of define ourselves by the job we're doing, by the role we're playing, by the relationship we're in. And even if we don't like all of that stuff, it still has given us a definition of who we are, a way to be in our life. And our personal style can be developed and adjusted to fit a pattern of those circumstances. And so when the circumstances change, that's big. That's big. Something both internal and external is changing for you. And people have a tendency to be contradictory. Who would have thought, right? That there really is a desire to change deeply in you, and at the same time, there's a desire not to change. So, so you can find yourself going back and forth. You're really embracing change, and yet, oh, I just really like the way I was when I was in the marriage, or when my kids were young, or when I lived in that other place. So transitions have a way of showing a new light on things, giving us a new perspective, and they can actually ask us to develop some new skills so that we're better able to negotiate from the old life to the new life. And so a key thing that helps us is to really spend some time trying to understand ourselves. Trying to get some clarity on how do I usually go through endings? How do I usually go through that time period when something has ended but nothing new has started yet? Am I one of these people that try to rush through to the next new beginning? Or can I take this quiet time to be self-reflective, to learn more about myself, to try new things out? That's the invitation of what Bridges has called this neutral zone, the time in between. And it can be a really rich time to experiment with new ways of doing your life, testing out new interests, new hobbies, new people, new routes to drive to work. A new grocery store, new food, you know, all of these, it doesn't really matter what it is, it's just letting yourself be open to new, something new. In a non-threatening way that gives you that sense of, I am part of a change, I am part of a flow. So the transition our community is going through, our neutral zone period, has been that we have seen a lot of guest speakers. And they have shown us different ways to do ministry, different ways of doing a talk, different ways of teaching a workshop. So you get an idea that there's a lot of variety out there in ministers, this thing called a minister. And then we saw different platform hosts up here hosting a service. And you saw, there's different ways to do a Sunday service, too. You know, we didn't make any huge changes, but the personality of each host comes through and gives you a different tone or a different experience of what Sunday can be like. And that's a way for you to test out, what do you really respond to? What do you really like? And that's going to help us as a community as we watch our candidates. Because you're going to feel in yourself, what do I really feel I need in a spiritual community, as well as the greater good, beyond my individual needs, the good of the community itself. What does the community need? So another thing about change is that it can be kind of mysterious an accidental. So as much as the researchers kind of show us step one, step two, step three in a logical, sequential fashion, life really isn't perfectly like that. Now, the research can give us tools or words or explanations that then when we go through it, we have some way for us to explain to ourselves what we're going through. But life is a constantly back and forth kind of experience. So the importance of the empty time or the fallow time before you rush into creating a new beginning is that time to really sort out what do you want this next aspect of your life to be about. You are the driver of this phase of change. And if we're trying too hard to end the confusion and trying to force a resolution, we're missing this period of very rich self-understanding that quiet time can give us. And by rushing, we can either repeat those same patterns that resulted in the ending of the prior phase of your life, or you can end up in a very expensive solution, in more ways than one, that doesn't really match this new birth that's trying to come through you. To be something bigger or the next way of being you in your life. The neutral zone will eventually end, and the new beginning will start, even if it can feel erratic. Like one day, everything seems to be coming together smoothly, you're trying out new things, you really like these new people, you really like this new location, and then the next day, it all seems to be falling apart. So that's that erratic nature of change, and you adjusting and experiencing and adjusting again to get to your new birth, your new beginning. So we as a community are going through a big transition together, and we're going through all three stages together. Maybe not at the same time, but generally some aspect of these three things may be going on for each of us. And as a community, we've been testing things out. What kind of a community do we want next? So we're on the threshold. We're standing in front of the doorway of the new beginning. And we have a wonderful opportunity to select the person who best matches the experience we want for our new beginning, both for ourselves and for our larger community. So let's think about that. What do we want to go through in our new beginning? Do you have ideas about how you personally want to go through this next few weeks? It's right on us, the next few weeks into the next month. Is this choice point for ourselves? So are there values you hold dear? Is there a vision you hold for the future of this center? You hold that in mind as you watch the three candidates. And vision for yourself, how would this person support those values or implement that vision that you see for the community? There may be a spiritual practice that you want to put into place for yourself during these next few weeks, like continuing the prayer for attracting the new minister that we do on Sundays. Do your own version of that. Visualize your own experience of your future in the community. You could even create a vision board that gives you inspiration when you look at it, and you say, that's the way I want to feel in my community. And all of these practices will help you as an individual, but they will also help the community to manifest this greater good. So what I'm going to do today is to start the practice together. I'm going to prime the pump by having each of us do this together. And I'm going to do it by telling a story. And the story is going to be one of those internal experiences that help you imagine possible futures for the community, for yourself, for the greater good that's coming through this next senior minister. So are you ready? So I tell just to relax, just kind of become present. If you want to, you can uncross your legs or put stuff down. But just feel comfortable. That's be comfortable how you are. And then let's just take a breath in and release. So in this story, you're imagining in your mind's eye, in your internal world, that you're standing on a yellow square. And as you stand on that yellow square, you find yourself being surrounded by the color yellow. And it also has a feeling to it. So this color of yellow is full of vitality and excitement and movement. It's a joy. There is a joy in this color. A lightness of being, a pleasureful feeling. It makes you feel happy. So just breathe that color yellow in, or those feelings in, that sense of being happy, living in joy. And you take a breath in and release. And next, you see yourself standing on a square that is red. And that red color that surrounds you and comes in you as you breathe in, that red color holds excitement. There's an exciting thing about to happen. There's change about to happen. And it's good. And it's lively. It enlivens you. And just feel that enlivened moment, or that red, beautiful, vital color. And then take a breath in and release. And you move to the third square, which is a blue square. And this is a quiet, internal, self-reflective, peaceful feeling. Just being surrounded by calmness, by the blue color, by peace itself. Then take a breath in and release. And finally move to a green square. This is the experience of oneness, of being connected to all life. Maybe being in nature, sitting by a beautiful body of water in a forest, listening to birds, feeling the wind. You are part of a flow, part of a wholeness that is life itself. And you take a breath in and release and find yourself back at yellow, feeling joy, feeling happy. So the story continues, and you ask your high self, what's going on? And your high self whispers to you, remember, you know how to fly. So you start flying up higher and higher, like you're at 30,000 feet or 50,000 feet, like you're looking down from an airplane. And you see below you all the colors laid out like a tapestry. You see the hills and the mountains, and they include all of these colors. And you get an insight, feeling how every color, every experience you have gone through has built
a wonderful variety of learning. They've each taught you something. And from this higher perspective, you see the need for all colors. You see the need for all experiences. It's not a world of just one color, or one way of believing, or one way of doing life. We are a world, we are a spiritual community, where every aspect of life has a seat at the table. Everyone is part of what makes this community what it is. And it takes all of us to create something new. And it even takes people who are not here yet, who are still seeking us, because they're part of what the new phase will be about. And so as we visualize ourselves going into the candidate experience over the next few weeks, we see not only what we want as an individual, but also what our high self shows us the greater community needs. And even those new people that are still finding us, what they need. And that might look like more families with young kids, more people of all races and identities and orientations, teenagers with needs different from adults, middle-aged, middle-career people, elders, those who are differently able. And our vision is large enough to include everyone, because we fly high enough to see that all the colors make up life's tapestry. And our unfolding greater good is happening now within us first, and then it moves through us out into our world. And so we know together that life is good. And we take one last breath in and release and say out loud, and so it is.